from KQED.
For most of us, the impact of 9/11 is felt by things like longer waits in airport security lines and more obtrusive body scans and pat-downs. But those relatively minor inconveniences pale compared with the sacrifice and disruption felt by thousands of military families in California. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the story of one woman with a 20-year Army career whose deployment after 9/11 transformed her family's life.
It's a maintenance test flight, so they're checking all the repairs that they've done.
Master Sergeant Blanca Gonzalez Pryor spent the last two decades working in a huge aircraft hangar here at the Stockton Army Aviation Support Facility. Giant helicopters shaped like dragonflies dwarf the mechanics working to change the rotor blades.
Right now, the blades are not going full speed. But when they crank up, oh my God. Been pelted in the face a couple of times, and so you just kind of duck and roll, and the wind just throws rocks like nothing.
Gonzalez Pryor is the one who makes sure these helicopters are stocked with supplies. It's a job that's gotten more intense as U.S. troops have deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq. Her co-workers have taped a picture of an evil witch above the storeroom cabinets because she keeps such an iron grip on the Post-its, wrenches, and grease guns. But when she gets home, takes off her fatigues, and shakes out her long, dark hair, the 43-year-old soldier transforms into a soft-hearted grandmother whose grandkids call her mom.
Mom!
Say hello, Mom!
How was school today?
Gonzalez Pryor is used to having a lot of kids around. She's the 12th of 14 children, born to parents from Mexico who played in mariachi bands. She enlisted in the military right after high school. She met her husband, also a soldier, and together they raised five children who grew accustomed to life in a career military family, one that didn't involve active combat. Then came 9/11. Gonzalez Pryor's daughter Gina was in the eighth grade.
Her and my dad, they came in, they woke us up. And we're staying in their bedroom, and then my mom's like, "You need to watch this." And I was like, "What's going on?" And I was reading everything that happened. And the only thing I could think of was my whole family's going to leave me.
And Gina was right. First, her mother spent long months loading helicopters late into the night. Then her father, Craig, was deployed in 2003. And the following year, Blanca Gonzalez Pryor was sent to Kuwait, Qatar, and Afghanistan. Her five teenagers were in middle and high school.
I'm a very hands-on parent. I don't know how to parent from a distance. That was my challenge, and I want you to know that I failed miserably.
Without much guidance from their mom, the kids rebelled. Some got piercings, tattoos, or rainbow-colored mohawks. Her daughter Vanessa, then 17, got pregnant.
It's hard to incorporate being a rebellious teenager and, you know, thinking that you're an adult way before you actually are and, you know, all that. And then on top of, it's like fighting someone who's not even here, you know?
Vanessa gave birth to a daughter, Emma, in 2004. But Gonzalez Pryor says it was painful to keep regular contact with her family while she was deployed.
I can tell you I would just sometimes call home and want to talk to Craig and do nothing but cry. I can't talk to the kids because I don't want them to feel or sense what's happening to me. To them, they thought I was on vacation abroad. They didn't understand that it was a war zone, a place where, you know, not everything is peaches and cream.
Daughter Gina says nearly 6 years later, she still doesn't understand.
She said it was easier for her to not be able to talk to us because I don't even know, for whatever reason, it was just easier for her. And that, like, super sucked because, you know, it's my mom.
In order for me to be efficient and stay alive, I had to, okay, guys, I love you, but, you know, you're just over there. Just stay there.
Finally, after 14 months, Gonzalez Pryor was able to come back. But the walls she put up with her family have taken a long time to erode. She says she got home, put on pajamas, and stayed in them for weeks, feeling alienated from everyone.
It took me a long time to really want to hold my kids. You know, I would hug them in my head. I knew that's what I was supposed to do, not because I really felt it. So the emotional connection has been a long time coming.
With one exception, Her granddaughter Emma was a year old by the time Gonzalez Pryor came home. Even though she'd been mortified when her teenage daughter got pregnant, her baby granddaughter was the one who helped coax her back to her old life.
She was totally the positive focus. You know, we just laugh and play and tickle. And I don't know if it's because she was new or because she had no expectations, but she was the only sanity at that time.
I know how. Foosball with babies?
Emma's now 6 years old, and she and her grandmother still make each other cackle with delight.
You dork.
You weirdo.
You're weirder.
Emma's got a two-year-old sister and another baby sibling on the way. Their dad is now serving in Afghanistan. Blanca Gonzalez Pryor's daughter Vanessa says she's glad she's had practice learning to cope when someone she loves is deployed and how to survive their bumpy re-entry into family life.
Do you want me to kiss and make it feel better?
For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Stockton.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohen, with help from David Marks. Our producer is Victoria Maleone. Pat Flynn was a contributing editor. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com.